So euthanasia, or voluntary assisted dying, is a controversial topic that ripples are pretty much felt very much within Australian politics and medicine. And it's a topic that Andrew Denton knows all too well himself. Denton's podcast, Better Off Dead, was released in November 2015, and it shed light on the reasons why more than 70% of Australians support making voluntary assisted dying legal, and on the powerful forces working to see that doesn't happen. 5 years on, Andrew is picking up where his groundbreaking podcast left off with a new investigation into the truth of Victoria's voluntary assisted dying law, who seeks to use it and why. So joining us, we have CEO of Go Gentle Australia, Kiki Paul. Kiki, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good, thanks. And thank you very much for having me.
No problem. You're very, very welcome here. So Kiki, could you please just explain to us, what exactly is the voluntary assisted dying law in Victoria?
So the voluntary assisted dying law is to provide access to life-ending medication to adults, or 18 and over, of sound mind. But most importantly, they must be, you're only eligible to access the legislation if you are terminally ill and have a life expectancy of less than 6 months.
Right.
Unless you have a neurodegenerative disorder, which is something like Parkinson's, MS, motor neuron disease, when you need to have a life expectancy of no more than 12 months. If you want to make use of the law, there's an astounding number of hoops to jump through, and at its core is an assessment by two independent doctors who both have to agree that you meet the eligibility criteria.
Yeah. So when we talk about voluntary assisted dying, does it also include palliative care? And what are some of the major differences between the two, if there is a difference?
Well, palliative care is about living as best as you can for as long as you can and getting all the support for that. And in some sense, voluntary assisted dying is really about the same. Mm-hmm. And I say that because about a third of the patients who qualify for the life-ending medication don't actually take it, but they derive enormous comfort and peace of mind of having the option.
The choice.
So they're different. They're clearly different. But we feel that it is really important to have that option, as it provides such peace of mind.
For sure. I completely understand that. And, you know, as with any controversial topic, there is bound to be some misconceptions around the idea of voluntary assisted dying. Could you kind of debunk some of those misconceptions, if you have any on the top of your mind?
Sure. Look, the first misconception I like to debunk is actually that it is a controversial topic.
Yeah, okay.
Over 80% of Australians actually support voluntary assisted dying. It's, you know, in poll after poll, we see that. So having said that, we at Go Gentle Australia, we're building the biggest record of support. It's only three states out of, or in Australia currently, have access to voluntary assisted dying or have it in the pipeline with legislation passed in WA and Tasmania. But all the rest of us still don't have access. So some of the misconceptions are that it's easy. It's not at all easy. The criteria are very stringent and the process is extremely rigorous. Mm-hmm. There are 68 safeguards. There's no evidence of any kind of abuse of the law. Opponents prior to the law in Victoria coming in said, oh, there will be elder abuse and there will be people who are just depressed who make use of this law. And that's just not possible.
For sure, because as you said, there are so many hurdles to jump through to be able to
undergo
this. For sure.
Yeah.
And bringing it back to Better Off Dead 2, the podcast, what stories can we sort of expect to hear in the new season of the podcast?
Well, like you said, it steps out all the facets of how the law works, and Andrew has spoken with doctors, pharmacists, patients, families who are involved, and what it really means to them, who seeks to use it, why, and who are these doctors that are stepping forward to help people. There's certainly not easy to listen to. There'll be 13 episodes. I won't go through all of them because we won't have time for that. But
yep.
the first couple of episodes, if I can just touch on those. Episode one features the story of Robbie Calist, who was one of the youngest at the time to use the law. He was 36. He has motor neuron disease. And Andrew spoke with his parents, Michelle and Jean. And really, it's just so emotional to hear how or why he wanted to use the law. He, you know, just imagine everything that makes you you, and imagine having all these things taken away from you,
being stripped of your identity. In a sense, you are.
Episode two compares the suicide of MS sufferer Laurie Daniel in 2017 mm-hmm. to the death of Lisa Hogg's mum, Margaret, who had access to the law. They had similar diseases, but their experience is just so completely different. So it's really that that contrast that's very interesting. And look, the other episode I would love to mention is episode five, where Andrew speaks to Ron Poole, Fiona McClure and Peter Jones, were three Victorians from very different backgrounds in the final stages of a terminal illness facing potentially brutal deaths. They have all gone through the application process, have all been approved, and Andrew speaks to them about what that means for them.
That sounds very amazing and very enlightening for a lot of people like myself that wouldn't really know that much about this topic. Like, because as you said, you've said that it's not a controversial subject, but that's how a lot of people have talked about it in the media particularly, but also in school. It was, you know, sort of a little bit of a taboo subject, especially coming from a Catholic school, growing up with that sort of ideology by there. So
absolutely,
I mean, very enlightening for people.
The Catholic Church is one of the most staunch objectors to this law. Mm. And the Pope in the Semiratus Bonus has named it intrinsically evil. Personally, I feel that the Catholic leadership is very much out of step mm-hmm. with
how the world is going.
And how the world has moved on. It's not about killing people. It's not about doing evil deeds. It's about relieving the suffering of patients whose suffering cannot be relieved by palliative care. And even palliative care itself recognizes that there's about 4% of patients whose suffering cannot be palliated by them. That's all well and good if you're part of the 96% for whom it can. If you're part of the 4, you want another option. You know, it's voluntary, so no one can make you do this. You have to give your permission. You have to ask for it. You have to time and time again confirm that you want to do this. And you, at the end of the day, as the person applying for this, as the patient, you have to take the life-ending medication yourself, except in some limited circumstances.
Look, I think it's also, in essence, from this conversation that I've had with you, it's really just enlightened to me that it's about dignity and giving people the option to take control over their own lives. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that. And so kind of on the back of that, how do you think that this season, just sort of to summarize, will this bring about a greater awareness to the emotional impact of VAD and possibly create some foundations for change to our current laws in the process?
Look, I think Cara Llewellyn, the CEO of the Wheeler Centre, which is Go Gentle Australia's co-producer of this podcast, said it really well. This breaks your heart and puts it together at the same time.
Wow.
So it's really emotive. For legislator in states considering laws now, it's one thing to read about a law, but this podcast really lays out very clearly what it means to those for whom it is intended, the terminally ill who are suffering at the end of life.
Mm. Well, thank you so much, Kiki. That was an amazing, amazing conversation. I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately we've actually run out of time. But thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us the knowledge on such an important topic. And I'm definitely going to be listening to your podcast as soon as I leave the studio today.
Fantastic. And if anyone has any questions, they can always hop over to our website at gogentleaustralia.org.au.